The conspiracies ain't no longer conspiracies anymore, dog. The weird theories that made sense, but you had no evidence of them making sense, they make sense now, dog. You're not crazy. You're not making things up. Everything is out in the open on a social media site. Well, really X, really TikTok. Through the highways and byways of life, in the search to find yourself, through the multiple route changes, through everything, through the wins, losses, and triumphs, in that search to just find yourself, in that search to just deal with the world, how to deal with the world, why can I not win in this world? Maybe towards the middle where things really start getting started. But you realize you've been yourself this whole time. You was just searching for a wider array of parts that you haven't found about yourself. But these parts was already in you the whole time. You was already who you wanted to be the whole time. Character-wise, but you had to build that. You had to go through things. Build that. In today's time, we are dealing with multiple forces from all around, every direction, every single direction. We dealing with forces. Are they enemies or are they friends? We don't know. What I do know is when we come out the other end, survive, still living, still breathing, we come out much better on the other side. So whether those things were considered enemies or friends, they're all used to sharpen our minds, our spirits, our hearts, our souls, our swords. Welcome to another Think Pieces and Conversations. We put up the horror music because right now outside, everybody's in fear. They are in fear of things not going their way. They are in absolute fear because what is seen on the news, what is seen on X, the real news, politicians on the left, right, and middle, all choosing sides. Which part of history do they want to be? Do they want to be a part of the history that takes down America? Or do they want to be a part of the history that brings back America in full force? Changes our trajectory to another direction. Because perceptively, our direction is headed downward. Perceptively. But as a man that has trained his mind to only think optimistically of what I can do versus what am I doomed to, I'm always going to look up. I'm always going to talk myself up. I'm always going to talk my people up. Through all the events that has happened since my last episode of when I introduced my name, 8 Left Earth, my new name, my new brand name, my new brand name, I had no reason to get on this mic and talk because I didn't have nothing to talk about. I've noticed, I don't know if I'm tripping or not, but I've noticed that there are people that literally can't see with their eyes. What do you mean they can't see with their eyes? I could look at the sky and see that the clouds are clearly white, right? And somebody will say, nah, it ain't white because, and they'll just find a reason to why they don't see the cloud as being white. So it's a mystery in my head that led me to one conclusion about everything that's happening right now. Number one, of the many things that could explain what's happening right now. Number one, everything is out in the open. Bless you. Bless me. Everything is out in the open. Everything is out in the open. Which means if you have decent sense of common sense, if you can use your eyes pretty good, you understand what's going on out here. You understand that there's a lot of things going on. The conspiracies ain't no longer conspiracies anymore, dog. The weird theories that made sense, but you had no evidence of them making sense, they make sense now, dog. You're not crazy. You're not making things up. Everything is out in the open on a social media site. Well, really X, really TikTok. If you're a great mathematician, not a real mathematician that knows how to do calculus and all that other shit that we not really using unless you want to be an engineer, doctor, or something of that nature that's using math, a scientist, you could clearly see the writings on the wall, clear. But yet, the powers that be, they know you're stupid. They know you're fucking idiots. It's the first time I cursed on this podcast. They know that you're fucking idiots. So they could just tell you anything as long as it makes some kind of sense. As long as they make 2 plus 2 equals 3.8, then you'll justify it in your head and say, yeah, that sounds right, because they're justifying my feelings. They care about my feelings. They manipulate you through your feelings. They know through your emotion, they can make anything make sense to you. They know through your emotion, they can make anything passed by you. They can make you okay anything as long as they appeal to your emotions. And through those emotions, they plant those seeds that later on they'll be like, oh, sorry about that. We really wanted to help you, but things kind of went the wrong direction. We didn't mean that to happen. But you can't sue us. You can't do nothing to us. We're just going to tell you sorry, because sorry sounds like, in culture, sorry just makes everything okay. It's a band-aid that you should be good enough for. You're not powerful enough to get your lawyers in and sue us, because you already signed something. You wasn't dumb. You wasn't smart enough to see that we told you everything that we was gonna do. We showed you that we're the Pope. We're the perpetrators of whatever's going on. We blatantly hide the truth from you every single time you turn on your phone and you go on sites other than TikTok and Twitter or X, when you go on our other sites, when you watch our TV, we're showing you that we want you to believe our rhetoric so we could keep planting those seeds in your mind and take over slowly, because you can't think for yourself. You can't think for yourself. You're not smart. You only see with your emotions and your feelings, and you don't see with your eyes, because you think in your heart of hearts, in your emotions, that because you feel like something's the truth, or you feel like something is works in your favor, that it's the truth. You want everybody to be like you because you was oppressed about something that was unnatural. I'll just leave it as unnatural. You was oppressed by something that's unnatural, which is fine. Then you introduce kids into it. You know what? There's some people out there that instead of going for people their age, they go for others that are, we'll just say, not their age. So through certain agendas, we'll plant seeds to get our way and hide and put a black curtain over what we're really doing in the background. You say, hey, what are you talking about? What are you rambling about? Listen, I dropped enough jewels and enough information in that you could build all your thesis with your imagination. And if you got a good one, you can find exactly what I'm saying. Listen, there's this guy, this entertainer. He was or is one of the biggest faces of hip hop, mogul, brand ambassador, CEO, world renowned in 200 and however many countries. He was found on a list. His name was on a list. I seen this beautiful tweet today by 19 Keys. He said, they don't mind, something about they don't mind taking out the pawns or something like that. The pawns gotta go first. Yeah, you was a billion-dollar man, but there's other people on this list that gotta be protected. So you already was one of those guys that black people looked up to. You was the star that showed people that looked like you could become billionaires as well if they worked hard enough. But you seem like you got a problem. You got a little kink that we're gonna keep in our back pocket just in case they get too close to what we really doing in the background. You gotta go, buddy. Sorry. Yeah, you had billions, but you was just a pawn in this little game. Guess what? In the chess game, if you know anything about chess, you must understand that the pawns gotta go first. They gotta move first when the game starts. And to be honest, the game just started. And pawns are getting put up on the chopping block. That's what my eyes see. That's what my critical thinking has conjured up through the course of the current events that has been going on in this world. In this episode of Think Pieces and Conversations, we gotta have a conversation about why aren't you using your eyes to see? there's so many things that show that a lot of people, there's a lot of people that's waking up, and there's also a lot of people that's just still, they don't know how to critically think and create with their head and make, how to really add. When the news is doing the addition for you, they're forgetting numbers, they're forgetting division. This is a whole formula that goes into the real answer. But they give you an answer right in front of you and show you a number and you accept it without thinking. Okay, the headline doesn't say that these people that was on a certain list is not being investigated. They did not say that. But, and they did not say that a certain boat did not, the power cut off before it hit a bridge. They didn't say that at first. They show you the video where you clearly see a boat going, hitting a bridge in Baltimore. You clearly see it seconds before, maybe a minute before, the power cuts off. So a man with critical thinking mind, a man with common sense, a man or woman with common sense would be like, hey, that's peculiar. So if a boat's power cuts off, I bet the steering won't work. If a boat's power cuts off, I bet the radio doesn't work. If a boat's power cuts off, I bet there's nothing they could do to stop that boat from hitting the bridge. Now, what causes that? That's when you start using your mind for real. You got to start thinking for yourself, like really using your brain. And start doing push-ups with it. It seems like a lot of people don't have strong brains. They don't, if they think too hard, they just get sore in the head. That's a lot of people. The world that is currently, all the people that have the most common sense in this world are obviously the people that were in the group in school, in middle school, that was not the team leader, or maybe they was the team leader, but they did most of the work because the other people in the group was lazy. The other people in the group was distracted. The other people in the group just weren't smart. Guess what? You are looking at one of those people when I was in middle school that took over the group project, that did most of the work in the group project. A lot of people, through the school system and through data, they realize a lot of y'all ain't that smart. It's not about the grades. It's about the effort. It's about, yeah, what did he write in this book report? How did he write it? How did they write it? Oh, a lot of y'all can't think. We're going to use that data and we're going to manipulate you with propaganda so you could fall under our regime because you can't fucking think. You can't put two thoughts together without somebody else giving you the same exact thought. So you can spit it out your greasy, fat, obese mouth. And act like you're correct. Because you got it from somebody who was smart that know how to use their brain. Today's episode of Think Pieces of Conversation is delusion versus reality. Delusion versus reality. Emotion is delusion. If you don't balance out the scale with some logic, that don't make you go all the way off the deep end, guess what? You make a stupid decision. You don't read the whole sentence properly. You only, I notice a lot of people read what they want to read, hear what they want to hear, see what they want to see, as long as it caters to their emotions. I am a big proponent of, now let's stop catering to your emotions. Let's cater to your benefit. That's it. Benefit. Take everything in the dictionary, whatever describes benefit, make that work for you. Not your emotional benefit, your actual benefit. You got to go to the gym and work out for your health benefit. You got to go to the gym and work out for your mental benefit. You got to read the news and use your brain and put together and research everything you need to research about whatever they told you to see if it's right for your benefit, if it's wrong for your benefit. It takes a lot of experience to get like this. So whatever I'm telling you right now, if you understand and you move forward with this information, then this information was for you at this particular time. What is for your benefit? You worried about what Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and Lotto and what these rappers, Drake and Kendrick Lamar, whatever that they beefing about. There's much greater things at stake right now. Yeah, it's good for a dopamine hit. By the way, dopamine is the greatest drug known to man. Dopamine. Dopamine is a chemical that gets released in your body. It's that good feeling you feel when you get a like on Instagram. It's the good feeling you feel when that girl you like texts you back. It's the dope feeling you feel when, I guess, when you sniff cocaine. I never did that before. I never did those type of drugs. Never did those drugs. Sorry. We cigar smokers here. Dopamine is that shit you feel when you're scrolling on your timeline all day. But at the same time, the dopamine, after it gets depleted from overstimulation, there comes depression. There comes you not feeling good enough. There's bad dopamine and there's good dopamine. Find the good dopamine and you can balance it out with the bad here and there. But don't be consumed by it. There's a lot of overconsumption that's happening right now. A lot of overconsumption of the bullshit that you don't need to be paying attention to. You don't need to be paying attention because it's not for your benefit. Overall, these habits that I'm talking about that's for your benefit are habits that I've built throughout the years because at some point I was just tired of not doing things for my benefit. I had to do things that was true to me. Whatever is true to you is for your own benefit. But at the same time, since the world is built off of balance, if you know the laws of the universe, you must understand whatever's unbalanced will be balanced. So, through the course of the current events going on, there is a balancing act happening. Whatever's you, follow that path. At the same time, you must understand, if you're not taking care of one part that's beneficial to you, it will show like a sore thumb and stop your plans in motion. I don't want to go too far and too long in this video. So, with the summary of this video, I'm going to say this. Learn how to critically think. That's for your benefit. Download the X platform, aka Twitter, because it's real news. Fake news gets debunked. There is no censorship on that platform. Stop watching regular TV news. It's not good for you. They're showing you things that are doctored and manicured. There's nothing more beautiful than the truth. I'm already on. I stopped counting. I miscounted. Start thinking for yourself, or find somebody that has common sense, that's not trying to cater to your feelings, but that's trying to show you the way for your benefit. I'm out of here.